Welcome back to another episode of Los Hermanitos. It's me, Emery.
And Adam.
So, you know, let's start off with the basics. How you been, Adam?
Honestly? Really tired.
Really tired of what?
School.
Okay, school. We're catching up
too
to you.
Too much work.
All right.
What about you, Emery?
I've been feeling pretty good. Just tired from the practices and stuff like that. Coming home late night.
What practices? Did we get getting canceled?
Nah, only two so far. I ain't gonna lie to you though. I'm kind of glad we got canceled, bro. Cause it is too hot to be practicing, and I can go finally home and see my family. I could just finally go home and just relax for a bit. But sometimes I just go back. Since I went back home early yesterday, I just went home, caught up on some homework, and did whatever I needed to do to catch up on, so I can be able to play. But yeah, and you, Adam, why have you been tired so far? Schoolwork.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's like the amount of work I be getting every day. It's like, normally, like, you get at least, you know, most of the time I get, like, maybe other every day.
Yeah.
Every other day I would get homework. And, I mean, that was fine, but, like, it's just, like, some of my classes, I get homework every single day. Yeah.
All right. So, Adam, do you get homework, like, every Friday, or, like, is it, like, a due date now for you? Like, is it, like, they give you homework today and you got to turn it in by tomorrow?
It's honestly kind of whenever.
Oh, because we got the 2 week span. Yeah. That's
It's a 1 week because the first, the week after, like, let's just say today, you get homework.
Yeah.
It's due, like, well, it's basically due, like, this Friday, but, like, you still have the next week to turn it in full points. Yeah. And after that,
it's like partial credit then.
Yeah, it's like.
I kind of like that. It's better than last year.
It's a lot better because.
Yeah, you have time.
If you're behind, at least you get a good amount of points.
And even if it's partial credit, you're able to get your points up and back in and stuff. And it was better than last year's. Cause last year, we weren't able to catch up on anything. Because, you know, when it would come running class, we were, like, falling behind every time. Because new assignment. It didn't. Because, like, he had a due date exactly on the time. And then every time we had a, like, we'll be back in the class the next day. He'd be like, oh, you guys turn your assignment in. You guys finished it. And I'm like, I didn't get to finish it. But, like, I'll have it done. You know what I mean? But it was cool and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's, like, overall, it's, just, like, it's really, for me, getting tired of, like, homework, school, and then sports sometimes. And like when I want to go home, sometimes I just want to go to sleep. I just feel tired.
Yeah, before I used to have like work, and I'd work like, well, it was like at 4 till 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
basically right after school you go to work.
I would nap at least for like 30 minutes and then get ready and then go work.
Barely the time, huh?
Yeah, and then I go home and then around that time, and that's when I actually like worked out a lot. So I work out for like at least 30 to an hour. Dude, I'd be like super tired.
That's crazy. But yeah, but I feel like right now it's not that bad. It's just like I'm just tired. I feel like I need to catch up on some sleep. I feel like this Saturday, Sunday better go good so I can rest.
I have to catch up on work because tomorrow everything's due. It's midterms.
Oh, midterms when?
Tomorrow?
It's midterms. I got one bad grade right now. Just one.
Yeah, one bad grade.
Yeah. Like my A's, only one A dropped. I mean, only two A's dropped, but only which was the chemistry one, it became a B. And then my business class, because I missed out one day, I wasn't here because I went to Tennessee on Friday. It went from an A to a D. And I was like, bro, ain't no way. So when I went back home, yeah, I'm saying. And when I went back home, when I was on the way back home, I checked my grades, bro, it was a D. And I got scared, bro. I thought it was going to be an F because it was like a 62. And, bro, so it was way too low for me. And, yeah, but I caught up on everything I could, but I don't know. Hopefully, like, at least a C or something.
Talking about Tennessee. How did your trip went?
It was pretty cool. It was fun. We got to go to the arcade. We went go-karting.
Go-karting?
Yeah, that was one of my bucket lists, to be honest with you. It was pretty fun. We went on that course like 4 or 5 times. And then we went, it was like this thing. You know how have you been to the state fair here in Indy?
No.
No? But have you seen have you seen those rides that like they take you up?
The slow ride?
And it's like a
Ferris wheel.
Huh? No, not the Ferris wheel. It's like you're standing down on your swing, on a swing, but it's like for like 2-3 people. You sit down, you just go up, and pretty much around the whole.
Oh, and then it's like strapped onto like chains or something.
Yeah, yeah, and you just that like go around.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We went on those.
Those are scary. No, the ones that get the theme parks.
No, yeah, theme parks. The ones
they go super high.
Let me show you. Let me see if we're talking about the right one. But yeah, I went on one of those, and it was scary.
Yeah, because it's like chain, and you feel like it's just gonna like break off, dude. I went to what was it, Kings Island in like Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
And dude, we went on that one, dude. You go so high up. I was like. At first, I was, like, terrified because I was like, dude, I'm too heavy, bro. The whole thing's about to fall. And it was really fun. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like
it was fun. It was cool. I'm trying to find the photo. I can't find it. It was, it's, like, a swing. Not a swing, but, like, something like that.
But it spins you around. Like, it takes you around?
Yeah, it takes you around the park. It's, like, I'm trying to find
it. You said it fits 2 or 3 people?
2 or 3 people, yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about something else.
Something. It should be, like. It's like this. No, I can't find it. Give me, I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. Mountain. It's like one of these. Yeah, these. These. I'm talking about these.
Oh.
Them. Yeah. That's where I went. That's like where I got on.
So you went up. Oh, you're talking. I think
I went on one of these. Look, and it was like pretty much like from the bottom to and it took us like to the mountain.
But I thought you were talking about like rides. Like no. Rides.
That took us up to the mountain, and it took us like at least like a solid 5 minutes to get up there. And bro, when I was looking down, I got so scared because like it's high. And every time we got like to a high point, I thought I was like, what if like if it falls, I could just jump out. Bro, it was way too high, bro. And then we saw a bear. I was like, bro, it's even worse if we fall off, bro. But then like it was like going to like the end points, like there's like a bump thing, like it goes over. Bro, it scared me because it stopped and it swinged hard like back and forth. And you don't have seatbelts, you just have the thing to like the rail to cover you. And
well, I'm
you like,
because you gotta jump off of me.
Yeah, no, and I got scared. I was like holding on tight. I got like, tensed up and everything, bro. I got scared. It was scary. But after that was like the first day when we got there. We did that. And then
was it a snowy one or just a normal mountain?
It was just a normal mountain. Which is like, we go up and stuff like that. And then, yeah. And after that, the second day, we went go-karting. We went out to eat and stuff like that. Got to know more. But we really, more than anything, we really like to stay at the house, the Airbnb we rented. It was fun. It was cool. It was like three stories, bro. The house, bro. That's what I'm saying. I was like, ugh. You know, half a ridge. And it had like the arcade downstairs. They had pool. And after that, if you go outside, there's a jacuzzi and there's a pool. And I'm like, ugh, you know, like, that's fire. And then I saw my room, bro. That was, like, probably the best bed I probably slept in, bro. It was, like, better than hotel beds. Like, it just felt different. And then there was a movie theater, like, an indoor movie theater. There was, like, a porch.
You got money.
I'm saying there was a porch, and then there were swings outside. It was just a lot of stuff out there, bro.
Dude, you're on vacation.
Yeah, I'm saying.
We're on vacation. I mean,
it was like, cool, bro.
Summer break.
It was fun. And we were just munching on some food at home, bro. And then we DoorDashed some pizza because we got hungry at night. But yeah, it was fun. It was like quite cool. But we didn't leave the pool till like, because it was like, you know how it's, we rented it out pretty much.
Yeah.
We didn't leave the pool. Like, we stayed there till all night, really. Me and my cousin stayed there till like almost like 3 a.m, bro. We had nothing. We were bored. It was fun in there too. I said we just kept switching with a jacuzzi and stuff like that. We were just bored, but it was fun. But yeah, it was very fun. And then I finally got a bucket list off. Now, one thing I really want to do now is drive a golf cart.
You haven't driven one before?
Mm-mm. I want to drive a golf cart.
They're fun.
I know. That's what I see. And then you can step on it. I'm going to step on it so bad, bro. And you know what else I want to drive to? An ATV.
Oh, okay. I know.
Yeah, I was like, I saw a lot of those over there. They were driving on the roads and everything. I'm like, that looks fire, bro. Like, they were stepping. I'm like, bro.
Have you driven in a quad?
Nah, bro. I'm going to go in those two, bro. Yeah. Those are fire. The slingshots, too. They're fire. You seen those?
Slingshots.
I'm going to pop up a photo again, bro.
What is that? Like a...
It's like a car you drive. It's like a three-wheeler. You've seen them here, I'm pretty sure. Cause
I feel like I've seen them. The two-seater ones?
Yes.
With the wheel in the front?
With the what?
The wheel in the front?
Yeah. The wheels on this one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, those are...
No, it's in the behind, no?
That's in the one behind and then two in the front.
Okay, yeah.
I've
seen those. I forgot.
369? That's enough to buy one for, bro. You don't need a license, bro.
How much is it?
369.
369? Dude, that's like a car, bro.
Not really. That's not
a car. No. But that's a car, isn't it?
I don't know what it is. I think it's just like...
People would be driving.
They'd be driving like it's a car, but I don't know if it's actually like...
300?
Yeah. That's probably like the rental price though. I don't know.
Maybe.
But like, I feel like if you actually buy one, at least...
$1,000
I don't know about that. They're probably...
Not like too much.
Probably like 15.
It's not like a really, really like...
It's not that big either in order to an expensive car because I've seen a lot of people have them.
Yeah.
So like you're pretty sure someone can get it. But I wonder how much it costs, because that'll be fun to drive. What do you have for your bucket list, Adam?
Honestly?
Yeah.
A good vacation.
Okay.
I mean, I did kind of go on one, but it was like on a cruise. But
you feel like you want like more out of it? Expected a bit more.
I don't know. I never really thought about a bucket list. I just want to just...
New things.
Yeah, I kind of just don't care. There's not really something I want to really, really do. Like, there's not really somewhere I want to really go, do.
No, not really.
Nothing.
I ain't going to hold you back. I want to be an owner of a duck.
A duck?
I want to own a duck.
I always wanted a duck.
I had one, but it died. Like, it died.
You guys ate it?
Huh?
You guys eat it?
No, bro. It died. It's like, it was like our first one, and I didn't know how to take care of it. No, because we found it on it was at Lawrence Park, OP.
You took one from?
It was there. No one was around it. It was,
bro, it was a wild one, probably.
Huh?
A wild one?
That's fair. We ain't gonna fool. I got that Petco, bro. they probably hurt the
animal. I want a goose. That's how I sign.
I want a duck. You know what else I want to own for something, but I can't own? Really?
Gooses are like good. They're like dogs, kind of. Like, no. Like, the way they behave, like, they're friendly, but like, when it comes to like,
it's other aggressive. People, yeah, they're aggressive. Yeah. You know what else would be cool to own, but I don't think you're really happy here, Andy?
What?
Penguin. I just want to own something. I want to own. I already have a dog. I want to own a duck with it. I want to own a penguin. What else do I want to own?
I feel like my dogs are going to eat a goose.
And I want to own a bunny. Bunnies are cool. Huh? I had a bunny, but it died.
My uncle owned bunnies. One of them died, and then he bought another one, and then he sold them.
No, one of my mom's bunny, we got her, it ran away, and it got bit by a pit bull.
Bit or just like, oh, like swallowed?
No, it got bit. Like, the pit bull didn't even eat it. It just bit it.
And it died?
And it died.
Probably from like shock, maybe.
No, like it was, the dog is pretty strangled her, bro. The dog strangled her.
Oh.
Like, it grabbed his neck, like, I don't know. Oh, Lord.
You watched it?
No, I wasn't there. Oh. I don't know where I was at. But I wasn't home. I wasn't at school either. I was probably helping my dad or something. I don't know. But they told me when I came back, they said the bunny escaped. And they texted me, they said it died. I didn't believe it. But when I got home, they showed me where the body was at. But it was no body. It was like, it was just plain. But yeah, it died.
I remember my uncle.
Your uncle what? Your uncle what?
When we used to own dogs, he didn't like them. He never liked when we had dogs because we never like we didn't take care of him the way he wanted him.
Like, oh, he expected like care.
He has dogs now, but like they're trained.
Oh,
like,
they're trained dogs.
Because he didn't like having like dogs outside.
He didn't like having dogs. That's what.
Because the ones he has now, they're like the ones he has right now. They're mostly like indoor ones. And they're trained. So whenever they want to use a restroom, they like go to a door and
scratch on it.
It makes some noise.
Yeah, to go to the restroom. Yeah. My dog does that too.
Yeah, but my...
He trained. The dogs we... He trained. No,
the dogs we had, like, they weren't trained.
They weren't?
They're just no more dogs.
Oh, like to go...
And
like,
since we were little, we kind of just believed what they'll say. They'll be like, oh, they ran away or we gave them away. Left them, like, out of park or somewhere.
Left them out of park or something, bro. What?
That's what I, like, believe after a while. I'm like, there's no way he just gave... I remember one of them, he convinced me so much. Like, he was telling me that he had a friend that he gave him... It was kind of like a big one, too. And he's like, oh, he gave it to a friend that had, like, two other dogs, and they're playing around.
And they died? No. Or he just gave it to him like that, like...
He never really told me what he did with them. I just, at some point, I'm like, nah, he's a liar.
He's a liar.
He lied, bro. And I don't know. He never really told me, but what I had to guess was left them.
That's great. What else do I want to own? I want to own something else. I don't know what else I want to own. I want to own a koala.
All right, bro. You want to own every animal, bro.
Yeah, I want to. No, not every. I want
to. I mostly just wanted a goose. Like,
I want a duck. I want to raise a duck. Because my tia has a duck, and she lives in Kentucky, and she raises them. Like, she had like four of them, bro. I don't know if that's natural one.
If I were to want a duck, I would want a white one.
Oh, you know what else would be cool? A gecko.
I don't know about reptiles. I mean, maybe snakes. I
caught one in the wild. I swear I did.
What?
A gecko. I touched it. Like, I carried it in my hand.
My uncle,
they're small. They're like this.
No, my uncle, he would... Geckos?
Yeah,
little lizards?
The little lizard, yeah.
They're not geckos.
What are lizards? There's lizards.
Lizards are just like little. They just.
Yeah. It was cool though. It had like multicolored. It was like blue and like some other color.
Blue and gray.
It was probably poisonous.
No, because we had those where I have not seen them out here at all.
Yeah, I don't see them here.
But
either.
When I was out in Cali, we'd always have them on like. We had our brick walls and stuff. We'd just see them crawling everywhere.
But yeah, I feel like you gotta see them more on like places like more open, like forests, probably.
No, I mean...
Because that's where I really see them
I'm from
more.
Cali, so over there is mostly, like, drier animals. Like, lizards and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had lizards out there. We had, like, all kinds of animals. Rat.
Yeah, the rats.
Rats, the possums. Like, little mice. Lizards. Yeah, we had a whole bunch. Like, moles.
What? Oh, moles.
The ones on the ground.
Yeah.
They'll be making holes everywhere.
You know what else I want to own?
What?
No, just man. But yeah, I'm just tired. I just want to own those, and that's a bucket list for me. And oh yeah, do you have any goals for this year? Like any new goals from
you know,
the things
at first when I said this, I wanted straight A's. I mean, I mostly have A's, maybe just two classes. One of them I was like a C, and one of them was like super close to a D.
Oh,
sadly,
I wanna keep that goal for me. I feel like A's are not
okay,
that hard.
I'm trying my best to get A's. Or
me
keep,
too. Yeah,
at least
yeah.
Keep my A's because I have A's. Like at least, well, since we had two, this is two periods. I have like four A's and then a C and an F.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's hard because you got to turn every assignment in pretty much on time.
Dude,
that's what I've been doing.
I did a test
hard.
And ooh, I didn't do good.
And in chemistry, I had a test today. Bro, I didn't do good either. Dude, that's why I have my A's.
My history, bro, that I took today, I did not do good.
You didn't do good on your test?
Nope.
But yeah, that's all I really want to do. Yeah. But that's it.
So is that it?
Yeah, that's it for this podcast.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next one.